Καλησπέρα. I will have to talk loud in order not to spoil your appetite. It's a great pleasure to be here today in order to introduce someone that does not need really an introduction. Dr. Graham Henderson is a very active and familiar personality to anyone involved in the maritime industry and not only. I had the honor and the luck to cooperate with Graham during his reign as chairman of OCIMF, and I believe we were able to finally end the Cold War between OCIMF and the owners. Don't worry, neither of us is looking for a Nobel Peace Prize. We are leaving this to others for the time being. It is obvious that we are all in the same boat, and this is literally in the same boat. The vast majority of issues are of common interest, and Graham's fixation with human, environmental, and safety issues take on-hands management to a whole new level, but I am sure he will touch on these issues much more elegantly than I can do. Graham trots the world like a modern-day British explorer, making scheduled and unscheduled visits on a weekly basis to the 2,000 floating assets that sell, charters, and operates around the world. And as he always says, a sell cargo is loaded or unloaded somewhere in the world every 5 minutes, and he wants to know about it and be on top of it. His trademark CEO visits are something essential and yet so simple. How can you be the head of a shipping company if you don't know the assets you manage? Graham leads his troops by example, and there is nothing he asks them to do that he's not already done himself. Dr. Henderson's main concern is the human factor and the well-being of seafarers, which together with the high and low impact concept are the cornerstones of his thoughts. His vast knowledge of the industry, coupled with his on-hands management approach, make him an industry figurehead who communicates with the same ease in boardrooms, talking to ministers, to decision makers, as he does with officers and crew on the vessels. Dr. Graham Henderson is one of the few people I've met whose personal adventures are as exciting as his business accomplishments. He started out as an engineer, then crisscrossed the world, working and thriving in places such as Brunei, Nigeria, Syria, before returning to headquarters in order to chair OCIMF, the UK Chamber of Shipping, part-time professor at Southampton University, and be appointed by Her Majesty's Government to the expert panel for the Maritime 2050. His accomplishments and distinguishments go on, but I will take no more of your time and introduce to you Dr. Graham Henderson. Graham.